Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. A retired Topeka Fire Department captain has filed a civil rights lawsuit alleging employment discrimination and workplace retaliation after denied promotions and job assignments. Brentley Dorsey left the department in 2022. He also asserted in the lawsuit that he was denied reasonable accommodation at work for his medical condition. Murder charges have been dropped.
Ashley Pearson of Wellington was arrested and jailed in 2022 for the 2018 stabbing death of her boyfriend, 26-year-old Kyle Hill. Hill, who had been declared a violent offender in Kansas, became angry with Pearson over dinner leftovers and slammed her head into a kitchen counter and became aggressive toward her baby. Pearson then grabbed a knife and stabbed Hill, an injury he later died of. She has claimed self-defense from the beginning.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The USDA's recent farm income forecast shows incomes going lower.
U.S. net farm income is currently forecast at $141 billion. That's down almost a quarter, 23% from last year, which was $183 billion, and that's compared to a 16% decline that they originally estimated in February.
Danny Munch is an economist with Farm Bureau.
That $41 billion decline that they're estimating erases a lot of the gains between 2021 and 2022. So revenue is expected to be down across the board.
Munch says nearly all sectors of the farm economy are projected to decrease.
The largest decrease in net farm income is tied to a projected fall in cash receipts for livestock. The value of livestock production is expected to decrease about 5%, which is about $12 billion.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly announced the launch of a new partnership that will create savings and streamline services for child care providers across Kansas. The Kansas Department for Children and Families, Child Care Aware of Kansas, and five community-based organizations are partnering on the Shared Service Network to streamline administrative costs for providers and free up time for programs to focus on providing high-quality child care. By participating in the Shared Services Network, child care providers benefit from services that cost less and are often more efficient than what the programs could do on their own. And a wide range of services are available to reshape child care, including group purchasing plans, advanced business software to manage enrollment and billing, shared administrative staff, support for hiring staff and finding substitutes, and personalized professional development. The five community-based organizations that have been selected to implement the Shared Services Network will have the responsibility for delivering services to participating child care programs that result in cost savings. The Shared Services Networks will be provided by the Northwest Kansas Innovation Center, serving 29 counties in the Northwest and North Central areas of Kansas, Child Care Aware of Kansas, serving 39 counties in the southwest and south central areas of Kansas, Community Children's Center, serving 16 counties in the northeast area of Kansas, Child Care Aware of Eastern Kansas, serving 17 counties in the southeast area of Kansas, and the Family Conservancy, serving 5 counties in the Kansas City area. To learn more about Child Care Aware of Kansas, you can visit ks.childcareaware.org. The Kansas State Department announced on Friday that Kansas will no longer change transgender people's birth certificates to reflect their gender identities, citing a new law that prevents the state from legally recognizing those identities. The decision from the State Department of Health and Environment makes Kansas one of a handful of states that won't change transgender people's birth certificates, and it already was among the few states that don't change the gender marker on transgender people's driver's licenses. Those decisions reverse policies that Governor Kelly's administration set when she took office in 2019, and they came in response to court filings by Kansas State Attorney General Chris Kobach to enforce the new state law. Enacted by the Kansas legislature over Kelly's veto, it took effect July 1st and defines male and female based only on the sex assigned to a person at birth. Montana, Oklahoma, and Tennessee also don't allow transgender residents to change their birth certificates, and Montana and Tennessee don't allow driver's license changes. A new initiative partnering Kansas State University and Fort Hays State University aims to help grow small businesses across the state. At Fort Hays State, the objective with the initiative involving the universities is to offer a helping hand to Kansas small businesses. And overall, the initiative, K-State 105, is a part of a plan for economic prosperity. The 105 represents the 105 counties in Kansas. Kansas Small Business Development Center Assistant State Director Lori Piper said the plan is far-reaching and it's helping to boost the economies in all 105 counties in the state of Kansas through connecting them with expertise and resources and support that they need to create wealth and really help the economies locally. She said they'll be able to help businesses on the individual level because they provide one-on-one confidential advising, they provide business education, and they provide connections to resources. It's not just business owners they're looking for through the initiative, with Piper saying they have students that are interested in entrepreneurship, and a lot of students are going to go on to be small business owners. So the exposure to what they do is something that can be important to the students. Those wanting to take part in the initiative in place to help small businesses thrive or who are seeking assistance with a business can find more information or sign up at ksbdc.ecenterdirect.com/signup. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
Grain growers in western Kansas who plan to campaign for a seat on one of the state's five grain commodity commissions, corn, grain sorghum, soybeans, wheat, or sunflowers, should be gathering petition signatures now to meet the November 30, 2023 filing deadline. The 2024 election will cover districts 1, 2, and 3, or the western third of Kansas. And this includes in District 1, Cheyenne, Decatur, Graham, Norton, Rawlins, Sheridan, Sherman, and Thomas counties. To be eligible to run for any of the five commodity commissions, the candidate must have been actively engaged in growing that commodity, corn, grain sorghum, soybeans, wheat, or sunflowers, within the preceding 5 years, and may only represent the district of their primary residence. Candidates must gather 20 signatures from eligible growers to be included on the 2024 ballot, and no more than 5 signatures from any one county can be used to qualify a candidate. Eligible growers are Kansas residents who will reach the age of 18 before the election and who have grown corn, grain sorghum, soybeans, sunflowers, or wheat for the last 3 years. Candidates can choose to complete their petition online, by paper, or a combination of both, and the online portal is available at agriculture.ks.gov/KGC voter. Paper candidate registration packets are available from the Kansas Department of Agriculture or directly from the Grain Commodity Commissions. With harvest season underway in parts of the state, the Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel 15 to 25 miles per hour. Farm equipment is often wider than other vehicles and is sometimes wider than the lane of traffic, so extra room should be allowed when traveling near an implement on the road. Extra caution should be practiced on all roads, but especially on the busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. It's important to share the road safely for the sake of the farmers out working and for the motoring public. Some tips to keep in mind when sharing roads with farmers include to not assume the farmer knows you're there, pass with extreme caution. When a farm vehicle pulls to the right side of the road, it doesn't necessarily mean it's turning right or allowing you to pass. Be patient. Think of the slow-moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed and pay attention, because when you're not focused solely on the road, you increase your chances of a collision, especially if you should come upon a slow-moving farm vehicle. The shore along Wilson Lake has become overgrown with an invasive plant species, and it's a problem the Army Corps of Engineers is taking to the sky to eliminate. The plants they're targeting are phragmites, which are reeds that essentially outcompete native vegetation. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Park Manager Nolan Fisher said it's overtaken the beaches as it's highly invasive and it's also difficult for the native environment. Fisher said they're not going to be able to overtake it in one spray, so this is their first attempt of many to come. He said it's expensive and they have to do it with a helicopter because they're spraying nearly 50 miles of shoreline. Fisher said the chemical they'll spray is EPA certified. However, they are taking precautions. They've notified their campers to not camp on the waterfront campsites. Although they didn't close any of the camping down, they just moved them up to some of the higher regions. More than a quarter of the Kansas corn crop has been harvested, with the USDA saying 27% of the crop is in and 32% is rated good to excellent. They also reported that 4% of soybeans are in and 23% are good to excellent. 8% of the winter wheat crop has been planted, which is 5% behind last year, and sorghum harvest is at 7%, with 32% of the crop good to excellent. Pasture and range conditions are 18% good to excellent, topsoil moisture is 32% adequate to surplus, and subsoil moisture is 25% adequate. Funeral services for Russell Rusty Bird, 57, of Clayton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, September 21st, at the Norton Christian Church, and burial will be held at 1:30 p.m. at the Clayton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Wednesday, September 20th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Memorial contributions may be made to Plummer Gobber Funeral Home to help with funeral expenses and sent in care of the funeral home at 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. The recent North American European Union Agricultural Conference discussed how to tackle the challenges of sustainability and climate. Michael Clements shares more.
A recent meeting of farm leaders from North America and the European Union focused on the future of sustainable agriculture. Dave Salmonson, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Government Affairs Director, attended the conference last week. Salmonson says the event is a gathering of producers every other year.
This one was primarily about the challenges of sustainability and climate. And within that, there were a lot of other individual meetings between groups. Our Farm Bureau organization had about 10 bilateral meetings with various individual country groups. And then we had 2 days of conference sessions addressing a variety of issues.
Topics included the many challenges facing farmers around the globe.
We covered topics such as agriculture and trade in a global context, sustainability and innovation, marketing consumer trends, and food security and resilience. So a lot of challenges that are facing producers around the world, and that we think that agriculture has an important voice, an important contribution to achieving progress in all these areas.
Salmonson says there was a focus on collaboration and sustainability.
We've got a common challenge. We have to see how our different governments respond to it, especially from the European Union side. The farmers are not pleased with how the EU Commission is addressing sustainability challenges, and I think our outcome outcome of that, especially from the North American perspective, is to help work with the European Union folks so they can make a better case to their governments of how everybody can move forward and improve agriculture's work on a sustainable future.
Michael Clements, Washington.
This has been a check of agriculture news. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child. Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Our rain chances will slowly increase across eastern and central Kansas as we get closer to the weekend. Fairly substantial amount of moist air coming in ahead of a warm front and a cold front by the weekend. But our western counties will likely stay dry through Sunday with just isolated showers and thunderstorms. Things cool off a little bit statewide on Saturday and Sunday with more cloud cover and increasing precipitation along with that cold front. Our weekend high temperatures should be fairly comfortable, upper 70s and low 80s for the whole state. On the map, heading into this afternoon, low pressure and a stationary front are off to our south, and we have a low pressure shortwave still over the western counties. Overall, we should see fair weather through the afternoon, with the exception of a few isolated thunderstorms in our northwest and north central counties. Overnight, we get clear to partly cloudy skies, mild overnight lows, mainly around the 60-degree mark. Then for Thursday, just isolated showers and thunderstorms, at least to start the day, with an influx of moist air from the Texas Panhandle. But by afternoon, with daytime heating and another trough over the northern counties and low pressure in southeast Colorado, we can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms just about statewide. The warm front will move through on Friday. That'll be followed by that low and cold front from the northwest. Rain chances look pretty good for the weekend for the central and eastern counties, dry in the west. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 80s, maybe a few low 90s, near 60 for the overnight hours, low to mid 80s north central, and tonight we're in the low 60s. Low 80s northeast, upper 50s and low 60s for the overnight. Southwest, we're in the upper 80s today. Overnight, we're in the low 60s. Low to mid 80s south central and low to mid 60s for the overnight hours. Southeast, upper 70s and low 80s and low 60s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.